It's a chilly fall evening. Blankets cover the leaves on the ground, and folks sip on steamy cups of cider. The audience is buzzing with nervous excitement, ready to be told some scary stories. This event is a three-way partnership with Bloomington Parks and Rec, the Monroe County Library, and the Bloomington Storytellers Guild, and has been spooking Bloomington for over 30 years. WFIU's Andy Corrigan has a preview of this year's Festival of Ghost Stories with four of the storytellers.
Murders, death, destruction, dismemberment.
Blood. Dismemberment.
The phone call on the babysitter, the hook on the car.
For folks who revel in scaring the pants off of people, they sure do sound cheery. Lisa Ciampelli has been telling ghost stories for 15 years as part of the Bloomington Storytellers Guild. She says this event is so popular with kids and adults alike because it's a chance to be frightened in a safe environment.
You think of some of the traditional places for telling spooky stories at sleepovers, slumber parties, around the campfire where you're gathered with friends and family. So it's this chance to just get the shivers running up your spine while you still know that you've got some safe contacts nearby.
Memories like this are often from childhood, but Mary Fraser emphasizes that the Festival of Ghost Stories is meant for older school-age kids. There are scary stories out there for little ones, though.
You can tell something like the teeny tiny lady who goes to the teeny tiny graveyard and finds a teeny tiny bone, and she takes it home, and she hears a voice later saying, "Give me my bone." So there are a few that have a little bit of that slightly scary flavor to them that aren't just full-on horror.
Knowing your audience is key for selecting a story. As Josh Wolf says, this is just one of the reasons why picking a ghost story is especially tough.
If it's not really scary, it's going to be funny, you know? How far can you push it? So it's always a really fine line. And they're the hardest stories to find.
He started telling stories when he became a librarian.
There's a deep tradition of storytelling among librarians. It goes back, you know, to the early 20th century. I mean, we do read alouds too, but the big distinction here is learning a story and telling it, not memorized, not word by word, but just telling it as it comes to you, as the words come. And that's a big thing for a lot of us, yeah.
They look through collections for story ideas. Sometimes they write their own. But more often than not, they adapt folk tales. It gives them the opportunity to put their own personal spin on a traditional tale. Stephanie Holman is the children's librarian at the Ellettsville branch of the Monroe County Library. She did just this with the folktale, The Golden Arm.
Where a man marries a woman mostly because she has this golden arm as a prosthetic. And then when she passes and she's buried, he goes and steals the arm from her grave. And she comes back from the dead to retrieve it and gets it and him.
She researched lots of different versions and then rewrote the bare-bones story, adding some personal flair.
Why did she have a golden arm? What was he like that he married her? Why? How did she die? And what did he do to get that arm? What was it like when he retrieved? I want more details.
All agreed that picking a story that really speaks to you is first and foremost for being a successful storyteller. But good storytellers also create an atmosphere, build tension, and tickle their audience's imaginations.
The best tellers are people who really look to the essence of a story, that aspect of a story that is compelling in a real fundamental human sense.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
You can hear Lisa Ciampelli, Mary Fraser, John Wolfe, and Stephanie Holman each tell a ghost story on WFIU.org as part of our 4 days of Halloween online series starting on October the 27th. Catch them live at the Festival of Ghost Stories in Bryan Park on October the 22nd starting at 7 p.m.